Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Show. Great morning, great morning, great morning. I see a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to be doing something different today, so I'm going to keep you on mute for a few minutes, but I'm going to be doing something different for some of the business owners, authors, and life coaches that's on my page. I'm going to help them announce some of their businesses online today. But I'm going to put you on hold for a quick second, and I'll be right back. Right now, I'm looking for some advertisement, promotion, commercial, radio interviews, or radio spins. That might be someone that owns a business. Maybe it's for your entertainment. Maybe you're an author or life coach, and you're looking for a platform. This is a global platform where I actually have people from Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, Canada, Trinidad, Europe, and United States listening in. So I've been growing my radio station for the last couple of months, and I'm just super excited to have some of those countries actually listening in. So if you're looking for any advertisements or anything like that, you can actually send me an email at faithfocusedfinish@gmail.com. That's faithfocusedfinish@gmail.com. Also, I want to make an announcement. We have a stage play from Felicia Charlton. We actually did an interview with her last week. The name of her play is called Death of a Lie. Guys, you gotta get your tickets. It's going to be at the Daytona Art Institute Saturday, November 16th at 2 p.m. That's at 456 Belmont Park North, Daytona, Ohio. And you can actually go on my Facebook page and get tickets to that play. I'm super excited. Or you can look up Death of a Lie and it'll give you Death of a Lie, it's called. And it'll give you the link to her tickets if you Google it. I'm just so proud of her and what she's doing with her community. It's pretty cool. So I want to bring a caller on the line. So she, the one of my first callers on the line, to talk about her business. And her name is Miss Kathy Carswell. Sorry. Just a minute. Sorry about that. I got tongue-tied this morning. Good morning, Miss Kathy.
It's
how are
okay.
you?
I am doing wonderful.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about your business, and I'm giving everybody 3 minutes to get on today. So tell us a little bit about your business, your email, how we can get in contact with you, and all sorts of things. So it's Miss Kathy.
Okay. Thank you, Faith, again. Hey, y'all. My name is Kathy Carswell. Happy Veterans Day to all my veterans. I'm an independent consultant with Paparazzi Accessories, and my consultant ID number is 321-449. I want y'all to go and shop on my website at www.kckeepsublinging.com. That's kckeepsublinging.com. Click on shop. Get you some beautiful jewelry for your veteran. We have jewelry for women, men, and children for only $5. And remember, it's lead and nickel free. I also have Z collections for $25. And it's Customer Appreciation Month to get 7 pieces of jewelry or more and receive a beautiful gift. Also, if you're interested in becoming a consultant, go to my website, www.kckeepsublinging.com. Click on Join My Team. We have $99 packages, $299, and $499. And, honey, it comes all with your jewelry to get started, your website, and everything you need. You can build a team. You can van. You can go live and have a store. So to all my entrepreneurs or someone who's looking for some extra money or just want to buy jewelry at a discounted price, I am your girl, your woman, your sister. I am Kathy Carswell. Again, I'm an independent consultant with Paparazzi Accessories. You can look at look me up on Facebook at Kathy Carswell. I'm here in Macon, Georgia. And my email is bogwithin@gmail.com. And my website, once again, is www.kckeepsublinging.com. kckeepsublinging.com. Thank you, Miss Faith.
Girl, we both tongue-tied this morning, huh?
I know, right? I ain't have no coffee yet.
I had to run in there and get me some 2 minutes before the show. Well, one thing I want to say about Miss Kathy, I know she's a serial entrepreneur, so she has multiple businesses. And
yes.
She wanted to speak about this one. So, yeah, but she has multiple businesses. So, guys, if you want to, you know, find out what she's doing. Kathy, you can talk about the other two if you want to. It's up to you.
Okay.
We still got
okay.
a few more minutes.
Okay. So I'm also an author. I have a book, Bringing Out the God Within, which will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's very, very soon in the next upcoming weeks. And my book is all about, first it's about my story. It's like my biography, and I'm just going through different events in my life that at that particular time it was a struggle trying to get through. Mm-hmm. And I'm adopted. I've been molested before. Tons of relationships, even my current one, of, you know, different growing experiences that I've had. And so that's what that book is about. But I also have an organization of beautiful women, my Bark Within Women. And, you know, just Bark Within is bringing out God within. And that means bringing out God within every moment that you have, that it's pushing you through something. You have all these different trials and lessons in your life for God to see something great to happen. And so it's like, do we get the lesson? So, you know, just coming together and inspiring one another, we're going to have retreats and all those different things. And so I'm very excited about that. And I'm also a life and health insurance agent as well. So I'm just self-employed all the way. I sell charity, life and health insurance, taxes, and also have my own business with my ladies. So, you know, just getting it in, you know, making it all streams of income any way you can.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm so excited about it.
I'm excited for you too, Kathy. And I got to get
Thank
you on
you.
The show. I mean, I got
you.
Everybody else on this show, and I got to give you your hour one day.
Yes. I'm going to get with you with that. Probably at the end of the month if you don't have somebody on there, or December.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Miss Kathy Carswell, guys. You know, make sure you look her up. She's on Facebook, and a serial entrepreneur, a woman with a good heart and good intentions. So make sure you look her up. you're more than welcome to stay online if you want to. Kathy, it's up to you. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Today I was supposed to have a young lady, Miss Missy Wilson, the director of the Mississippi Chapter of Domestic Violence. We was having a part two of that. But unfortunately, first her daughter got sick, and then she had to take her daughter to the hospital. She ended up getting sick from whatever her daughter got sick from. So she wasn't able to get on today. So we're just going to be talking a little bit about domestic violence and some of the things that's been going on in the community. I don't know if people have been paying attention to a whole lot of Facebook posts that's been coming up. And it's really starting to be disturbing, because the thing is, if we're not seeing our women and kids being killed by domestic partners, we seeing them being kidnapped and killed. I have seen another post the other day where a young lady here in the Atlanta area was leaving work and was heading to the bus stop and was kidnapped by three guys. And they held her hostage for 2 weeks. And she talked about in her video that they drugged her up and used her as a sex slave. And she was talking about it was another 15-year-old young lady that was there that was kidnapped and held against her will also. But the little girl eventually did pass away from an overdose because they gave her too many drugs and she passed away. And that's some of the things I want to talk about today. And also, I seen late last night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, a young lady she's a YouTube, she got a YouTube channel, and she was talking about she went to go jump in Uber, and a guy did not turn on the app saying that he had her in the car and started driving, and she literally had to jump out the car to save her own life. So, just want to talk a little bit about that. And it's just really disturbing to hear some of the things, the stories that's been going on. I'm going to open up the lines for some of the callers. If you want to talk about any of those things or domestic violence, you can actually stay anonymous if you like. So I opened up the lines for some of the callers that's on the line. Has any of you guys heard any stories or share any post that you actually saw that for yourself? I'm going to get some shy people on here. You don't have to be shy. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to keep the phone lines open just in case someone wants to talk about it. I was trying to find this article because it was really disturbing to me. The reason why I want to talk about some of this stuff, because I actually have a cousin that's been missing since 1993. She went to the store and never came back, never been seen again. And at the time, she had her daughter was 3 years old and her son was 9 months old. Both of them are grown. Her son actually have his own kids now. So we have not heard from her. So the reason why I want to talk about it, because it's just so many people that's coming up missing out here in the community. I just made this episode and I can't seem to find it. Let me see. Oh, I know what it was. It was Express Yourself. Tomorrow's Express Yourself Tuesday if you want to get on and talk about whatever you want to. But this article here, got an article right here that I was looking for. There are 64,000 missing black women and girls in the United States. Wow. That is definitely a problem. Yes, it's a problem because there's too many people out here. And it's like, where can these people be? I actually read an article yesterday in Canada where they have rescued 100 kids. 100 kids, and they had, they arrested over 400 people that was operating a thing that was actually kidnapping kids and women. And wow. We just got to be so careful out there and paying attention to our surroundings. For the caller that's saying, wow, have you heard any different kind of stories or that you want to talk about or that you heard about lately?
This is Kathy again. When I lived in Virginia, it was a lot of trafficking going on in the D.C. area. But I guess because it's busy and, you know, a lot of things going on, rush hour and everything. And it was a lot of underage trafficking going on, like to teenagers, 13, 14 years old. They were just getting people off the streets and putting them in vans. And it was really, really bad. I had to talk to my daughter about it, you know, to be careful, you know, whenever she's out with friends and everything. It's really horrible. And I did not know that about your family. That is, wow, I cannot imagine.
Yeah, it's been very sickening. And the crazy thing is my aunt that was the one that took care of her, she actually passed away some years ago. So it's just like she died without even knowing whatever happened to her daughter. So,
wow.
Yeah. Her name is Jeanette Watkins. Jeanette Watkins. I'll repost that, you know, on my page for people that's in the Buffalo area. But you write about the Virginia area. I used to live in the DMV area. I lived in Landover, Maryland, and that's right on the borderline of. I was like 5 miles, I think, from DC, and 14 miles from Virginia. So I was right there in the middle of the DMV. And it's a lot. It's a little girl that's still missing to this day. I remember that little girl just as face, just as clear as day. But they was, it was like really crazy. They was out a gang of guys kidnapping girls, raping them and robbing them and leaving them out in the cold with no clothes on. And actually snatching boys too. They're not just snatching women. You know, they snatching guys, boys too. So nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. One of the other stories I was reading, and I know I hate for it to be a negative show, but it got to be talked about. In Chicago, a lot of the young teenagers are all being kidnapped, and they are being found with no organs. So
I don't know
what the heck is going on. Yeah, I don't know what the heck going on, but something going on out in these streets. And I'm just saying, we just got to be so vigilant and making sure we paying attention to our surroundings. And one of the things why people not, a lot of people getting snatched because Everybody got their face in their cell phones. They not even paying attention to what's going on. They don't know if people following them. They don't know what's going on because they busy so engulfed in the conversation that's on their cell phone and not paying attention to what's going on around them. Also, a lot of kids, I've seen a couple of videos also where people are finding kids wandering out the street. This one particular video that had my heart racing so bad, there was a little girl, she was like maybe 3 or 4 years old, and there was a car of dudes that was, it was four guys in the car. And the little girl was in the back of the car, and the girl kept saying, no, I live back that way. But you could tell the guy clearly was not going that way, but he was videotaping. Anybody know this kid? Now, I'm not saying that they was up to no good, but just the point of the matter that this little girl was in a car with four grown men. Now, I'd be scared to be in a car myself with four grown men. And so I felt so you can literally see the, right, literally see this baby shaking and shivering. I don't know. Have you ever seen that video that was on Facebook?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I was scared for the little girl. And you could tell she knew what she the kind of area she lived in, because she kept saying, no, you're going the wrong way, I live back there. But he kept going the way he wanted to go. But even though he was making a video and asking people, it was just the point of the matter. If the little baby said to go back that way, why you ain't turn back around? So sometimes people could be doing that just to be making and make themselves look good about saving somebody. But that was a very terrifying video for me to look at myself, to know that that baby was out there like that. So, I mean, it's just people out here. We got to be so very careful with our children. I mean, it's stories all around the United States, and it's crazy because it's getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. It's getting worse and worse. The little cupcake, that poor baby. But the same day they found her dead, they found another baby in North Carolina dead in a dumpster. Both of them babies in the dumpster. They throwing away our kids like they trash.
Wow.
And the only person that's trash is the person that's doing it. The person mm-hmm. that's doing the killing and stealing, raping and robbing. And it's just ridiculous. So I was really disturbing to me to, you know, to see some of those articles and so many faces. I'm going to post this article on my Facebook. I think I already posted on my Facebook page. It says 64,000 missing black women in the United States. That's a lot of folks missing. A lot. It made me think about, remember that guy that was in Ohio that had them girls for 10 years, held them hostage?
Oh, yes.
It's like, are these people doing this to these women? Are they holding them hostage? You know, like, it's just crazy. I always wonder whatever happened to those women. I mean, how are they mentally, you know?
Right.
Are they, you know, living a decent life? I feel bad about that. But, yeah, that was just some things that I wanted to talk about today. Let me see if anybody else is okay. I have other callers on the line. Any of the other callers, do you have anything that you want to share with us that you want to share with some of the audience about some of the things you heard or maybe experienced? You can stay anonymous if you'd like. I'll take a quick break. I'll be right back and play a song right quick. I think I'm going to play Love Languages. Love Languages is a song from a girl that was on my that's on my page. Her name is Keisha Wade, and then her stage name is Queen of Hearts with a K, K-W-E-E-N. And the name of her song is called Love Languages. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome to Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio Show. We're on Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to noon. And our guest call-in number is 563-999-3741. So, you know, I always keep the lines open, some, you know, so just in case people have any questions they want to ask. And so I opened up the lines again for anyone that want to talk about any of the issues we were talking about. Today we talked about missing women, domestic violence, you know, we talked a bit about African sexuality. So, yeah, I was in this article, it said 20% of that was actually missing was being reported, like actually being announced on national news. We got to fix that. We have to fix that because this is actually missing. That actually, oh, I'm sorry, there's so many people hit me up online. Sorry about that, guys. So, yeah, we you know, we got to try to do better with not just reporting, but making sure, because I see a lot of people posting missing kids pictures all day, every day. But we just got to start making sure we're paying attention to even the people in the car next to us, because it's ridiculous. But anyways, any callers, anything they want to say? And then in about maybe 5 minutes, I'm going to be open up the line for anyone that wants to talk about their business. Okay, I'm just pulling up this other article. So, also, we had this in Atlanta area. I think, is this Miss Kathy still on the other on? I'm hearing somebody moving in the background. Did you hear about the young lady from Clark, Atlanta that was killed by her her roommate and her boyfriend this last week?
Well, no, I didn't hear about that.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, you have went out for a minute. Yeah, did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, she was missing for about a week. And they actually found her body in a park and couldn't find out her. I'm just now starting to read some of the articles coming up since yesterday that her apparently her roommate's boyfriend has sexually assaulted her and she made a report against him. And so the roommate and the boyfriend killed her.
Wow.
A young black woman. It's just crazy that you don't know who you're around. Everybody that's around you. Right. And it's really sad the poor baby had, you know, died like that. And these girls, they out here doing all kind of stuff for their boyfriends, which I don't understand. If your boyfriend or your husband is in the wrong, why are you following that? I'm kind of disturbed about that. What do you think about that, Kathy?
I think some people are stuck that when it comes to domestic violence, that I do have some friends that in the past, you know, they were in domestic violence relationships, and they were kind of scared to get out of it, you know. And, of course, it comes with, you know, the boyfriend, you know, threatening them and things of that nature. And so mentally, in the mind, you're like, you're scared to make a move. And even mm-hmm. though, you know, family and friends may be saying, you know, hey, I help you, you know, you can get out of it and things of that nature, but you're just scared for your life. And some guys are just, you know, it's crazy. And it's not just guys, it's, you know, women too, for those men that's listening. But,
right.
You know, it goes both ways. And some of them are just really scared to get out of it. And then mentally it does something to you because sometimes it's not always someone beating on you. It's, you know, the arguments that you have. And sometimes those are just as worse as actually getting into a fight. So sometimes those words stay with you even longer than, you know, a fight or some type of abuse that you may have on your physically on your body. Those things may heal, but mentally it'll mess with you, especially if you go on for a long period of time. And you know, it's hard once you get to that point where you mentally.
Out, Ms. Kathy?
Would you say I'm sorry?
Hello?
I didn't hear you.
Are you going to talk in a second?
Can you hear me better now?
Ms. Kathy?
Yes, can you hear me better?
The last thing we heard is when the mental abuse is worse than physical sometimes. That was the last thing we heard, and then you blanked out.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry. But yes, and to me that's even harder because sometimes that mental abuse, meaning when you get into arguments all the time with your significant other, it can play with your mind, you know, for a long period of time, can stay with you, especially, you know, if someone calling you out your name, they may be messing, you know, saying about your size or anything like that. You know, saying that you're ugly and things of that nature, especially for female. Well, I can't say, I can only speak for females.
Right.
I know it plays with our mind when, you know, someone call us ugly or someone say we're never going to be something or, you know, someone says that, you know, we're fat or, you know, you need to lose weight or just constantly just, you know, cussing at you and things of that nature. That plays with you for a while, and it stays there. And, you know, then we have to raise our children. And we're raising our children in anger because of going through domestic violence. So I think it's so much, it's physical and it's mental. And I think women, you know, are scared to get out of it. You're breaking up. I didn't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah,
I was telling you that you have broke. Okay, you broke up. I'm not for sure if you're moving around, but you had. I can hear bits and pieces of it. And you're right. There's a lot of people out here raising their kids out of anger, and it's a lot of. And you know, I just want to say this too. It's not just women being abused; it's men being abused too. But more women than men, and that's why we focus on the women. And you're right. I can tell you that I had to leave relationships because of, people might saying that I'm fat or whatever it is. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking like I wasn't fat when we were together, but we together, but okay.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, that mental abuse is worse than getting hit sometimes. And a lot of people get abuse confused because they have mental abuse, financial abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, psychological abuse. So it's all kind of abuse out there. And yes, you're right. That mental one is the one that right there that really takes it. And right, the scars can, some of those scars can be healed, but that one that's deep in the heart is, oof.
Right.
So I had a friend this past summer, and the crazy thing is I did not know. I honestly did not know she was in an abusive relationship with her husband, and she finally ended up leaving her husband and had got a boyfriend. I did not know that she left her husband and ended up with a boyfriend. Well, the boyfriend ended up being abusive too, but the boyfriend ended up killing her. And
wow.
Right. That was just this summer. And it's really sad that people get to that point. You putting your hands on people like that to the point that you're killing them. And it's bad enough you already killing her spirit and killing her heart, but now you're going to actually kill her too. And I had like three different female friends that actually had got killed by either their boyfriend or their husbands.
Mm.
And the kids are seeing this stuff. The kids don't need to see none of it. It's just like teaching them that it's okay to do the same things and it's not okay.
Right.
So, but and the crazy thing is I saw just looking at people's kids, just watching their kids and how they react to their friends, you could tell that they seeing too much of something.
Right.
And, people get offended when you try to tell them, I don't know what's going on, but your kid's seeing something they ain't supposed to be seeing. This is the behavior. But it's like, sometimes that some of these people, they so scared to get out the relationship that they just let the kids deal with that too. And it's really bad. That's not a good situation at all.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, you mentioned that you had some issues before your past.
You were breaking up. I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We both breaking up, look like.
I know,
I was
right?
Asking you, I don't remember if you mentioned earlier that you was in an abusive relationship in your past?
I was, no, not an abusive relationship.
Okay.
I was molested. Just going through different relationship things. When you think someone's being faithful or being true to you and they're not, that type thing.
Right.
But but not an abusive relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been in the actual physical one, but I've been in the financial one, and I've been in a verbal one where people use a verbal language against me.
Right.
And it's sad because sometimes they make you start seeing things and doing things that you wouldn't normally be doing.
Uh-huh,
and so,
right.
So you end up retaliating back with words just as harsh and mean. And this is crazy because some of the people that I've been either friends with or I have a relationship in the been through some stuff, but the sad, crazy thing is sometimes they'll try to make you deal with the stuff that they deal with, meaning, excuse me, if they've been in abusive relationships, they'll try to put that on you, like they'll try to abuse you in the way that they've been abused, and I guess it's their way of trying to have control over you, and don't even realize that that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's crazy because I actually had to walk away from a couple of people. I know they got a good heart, but the thing is I had to walk away from them because I said it ain't even worth my time to keep trying to help somebody that don't even want help. And so sometimes I'm getting these relationships with people that they just so damaged that it ain't nothing you could do. They definitely need to go to a doctor to get help. And so, you know, I just feel bad because all I could do is pray about and hope that they could get the help so that they could truly have some true friends that let their friends know that they really care about them and that, you know, so they can actually have a true meaningful friendship, relationship, or whatever it is that they're looking for. So they say hurt people hurt people.
And, you know,
so I'm gonna take a quick break.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Kathy.
I think that's something good that you mentioned about getting help. A lot of people, even after they've gone through those situations, they don't get help afterwards. You know, I think like counseling and is like shunned upon. You know, and it's different types of counseling that's out there that I think people don't take advantage of. It's not always you have to go somewhere and get on some medicine, you know, but there are, of course, spiritual counselors where you can go to your local church. But there are so many groups, you know, that come together, you know, different women and things of that nature that come together. And that's like counseling right there, you know. So I think that's very important, especially when you be in a situation, you know, to know that there's help out there for you. You need to talk about it, you know, to get it up off of you so you won't create a cycle. And like you said, get into relationships, whether it's just friends or romantic relationships, and carrying that over into them. And people are like, what's wrong with you? But they don't know that you don't been through some things.